1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince.
Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all right. Spike and weed, it'll be all right and late. Don't you know it's a pity today? Can't be like tonight in the summer. In the city, summer, in the city.
Hello and welcome to the Ben and Vince Show, starring Ben and
Vince.
I was debating how long I should wait before I just said it for you.
I got my cue. I got it.
Okay. Clearly, you don't have it that well.
Oh, I got it locked.
Okay, right now I'm queuing you to let's just start the program.
All right, let's go. Is Ben Katassi still on the phone?
No, when you hung up, it hung up him.
Oh. Call him back.
Fine.
All right, you don't have to. I mean, we've been talking to him for a long time.
We've been doing this podcast for a while. This is ridiculously long. Nobody's going to sit in front of their computer for 70 minutes.
Have you ever heard a podcast? I don't know how long it is.
They're probably not 70 minutes long.
Are you sure?
They're more like 20 minutes, probably.
Oh, really?
We should edit this down to about, I mean, to be honest, there's only about, you know, 7 minutes of usable footage in here anyway. Did I say footage?
Footage? We're using most of this.
Okay. Vince, you're responsible for editing this, and it has to be done in one night.
Sounds like a job for All-Nighter Productions.
Exactly. In association with Man's Inc.
Yeah, I recommend, this is my film choice of the week. Rebels yeah. Without a Clause, the Grammar Team Story.
You know, I saw that. It was really good.
Yeah,
it was much better.
It had great camera work. You could hear everyone really well.
great acting, too.
Yeah, great acting. And it was
certainly no more than one character.
It was really conclusive, too.
Really what?
It was really conclusive. I liked the ending.
The ending really happened in that movie.
I know.
I couldn't tell that it was filmed, the ending.
Yeah.
Also, in no way was there more than one person playing. I mean, one person playing more than one character.
Oh yeah, no, that would
act for each character.
Yeah, it was a 1-to-1 ratio of actors to characters.
It's really the kind of ratio that you want.
It really is. Unless the movie is Norbit.
Norbit. Yeah, I can't believe Vince saw that.
I didn't see it.
Listeners, can you believe that Vince saw Norbit?
Listeners, don't listen to him. I know it's your job. but only listen to me.
Listeners, I'm out here too. I'm trying to provide you a fair and balanced view here.
What are you, Fox News?
Apparently.
Anyway, I didn't see Norbit, no matter how many people think I did.
But you did go to the movies with Ben Gadazzi.
Oh my god.
That, listeners, if you're just tuning in, we had him on the line there.
I'm not going to tell you what the story was behind that, but I will tell you.
Wait.
That didn't make any sense.
All right, I can live with that. I've just been thinking, I got to hurry up and write my column for this Thursday, my article for this Thursday's update on Obscure Porn.
You write a column every Thursday?
An article, yeah. Every
really?
Thursday.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because that's something that a professional article writer would do.
Dude, you're pretty,
Hey, what?
Turn my microphone down. I mean, turn your speakers down.
I can still hear you.
Okay, good. So,
You were saying you're pretty...
Yeah, you could be a professional writer right now.
Yeah, how do I do it?
Everybody go on our website, obscureporn.com.
But actually, wait until we have ads.
Yeah. No, just wait until we have ads and then, you know, just reload it like 5,000 times a day.
Yeah, go on it in droves, okay? Droves is the optimal... is the amount of people we're looking for here.
But while you're waiting for the ads to come up, go read some of Ben's articles, because they're really funny.
They're approximately...
He could replace Gene Weingarten.
Yeah, he's not that great.
He's pretty great.
I mean, he's alright, but it's not like... I mean, he had to follow Dave Barry, and there's not much you can do in a situation like that.
I'll tell you who sucks, though. Joel Achenbach.
Yeah, he's no good. Joel Achenbach, if you're listening.
I challenge you to come on our show, and we'll have a...
And defend yourself.
Have a write-off, Joel Achenbach.
Yeah, it'll be amazingly good, you know, radio, this write-off that we're going to have.
We're challenging you.
Yeah, and also freaking change your last name, all right? It's no good. Joel Achenbach. Can I call you Joel? If you're out there, Joel, call in.
Hit up the request line.
Yeah, the call request line. Bring, bring! Oh, it looks like we're getting a call from a Mr. John Achenbach. That's what it says here. Let's put him on the air.
Okay.
Yes, hello, this is John Achenbach. Are you sure that's not just...
Hey, I have a question. How come...
Are you talking to me?
How come John and the girl from Maine, Nebraska, and the guy from Minnesota? Well, wherever he was from. They all have really good phone quality, but Ben Kotowski, the guy who obsesses about phones, and also me.
I don't see how this relates to my call.
I'm asking you, whatever your name is, caller.
John Achenbach.
You're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Are you using Skype? I bet that's why.
I'm using Skype to call.
You're pretty smart. Smarter than me. I don't have Skype in my car. I'm getting Skype put in my car next week.
Oh yeah, huh? That's something I would do. Because
after that, HD radio.
You know, I got a few questions about HD radio. I mean, I'm a little unsure how it works, really. You know
why?
Well, what does it cost? You know, to get it.
Just the cost of the HD radio receiver.
The receiver.
Yeah. To receive the radio.
And then what?
And then you just receive it.
Receive what?
The radio. HD radio.
But you have to pay to receive the radio device, right?
The device, yeah. But once you have the device, then it's free.
It's free to do what?
Listen to it.
Well, yeah, of course, but isn't there like a subscription fee for like the channels?
Nope. All the channels are free.
Free to listen to?
Yeah.
So once you get the device in the mail for free, how much do you have to pay to receive those channels? Like, is it a monthly thing or what?
No. It's just free.
You don't have I have a few opinions on this subject. Shut up, John.
You're call anyway.
I'm fed up with the treatment I've been getting on this show.
What did you want to talk about anyway?
I wanted to defend my cousin Joel.
Guess what? We're out of time.
Oh, that's what a shame. All right, I'm still have something. Shut up, John. Okay. Too young, that baby daddy. Hello to the listeners there.
Oh yeah, hello listeners.
Hello listeners. Did you know there's 5,610,816 people on Skype right now?
How do you know that?
Either that or I'm talking to that many people on Skype right now.
Oh, it says that at the bottom.
Yeah, you're right.
I find that hard to believe. It's like more people than there are in this state.
That's not true. Oh, hold on. Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
What was going on while I was on?
You don't even want to know.
What was that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Anyway, we should really ask Eric how long this thing is supposed to be.
It's not supposed to be 80 minutes long.
Alright, well, this is the last segment then.
Seriously, you better edit this down.
I'll edit it down a little bit.
No one's gonna listen to this whole thing.
All right, then. Here's what we'll do.
We'll just break it
up into like 5 podcasts,
and our work will be done for 5 weeks.
Yeah. Everybody, viewers, listeners, you've been listening to the 5th edition of the Ben and Vince Show on the Extreme Porncast or whatever the hell.
Extreme. Vince, do you even know for whom you work? Come on.
Ben, what are you clicking?
I'm not clicking anything.
What is that clicking noise?
I'm not hearing a clicking noise.
Maybe the NSA is tapping this podcast, which is seeing as how they could just download it once we're finished.
But they want it in real time. I don't blame them. I mean, this is riveting, you know?
Fuck.
Hey. We're gonna have to get that out again, guys.
Fuck!
Guys, Vince is just frustrated. His wife just left him. And...
No, my legs didn't leave me. My boxers got torn.
Vince, that's right. Vince records in the studio wearing only nothing but boxers.
No, I'm also wearing pants. But look at this. Look at my boxers.
Yeah. Okay. What is? I'm looking.
Look at this hole. Right on the top here.
Hold on. I lost my glasses. Can you describe it to me in detail?
It's a hole.
Any more detail you can
turn your speakers down.
What?
Turn your speakers down.
What?
Turn your speakers down.
Oh.
I'm not echoing anymore.
Okay. I turned it down.
I think this is a sign that I need some new boxers.
A sign from God or what?
A sign from my old boxers.
Speaking of God and things that he does, everybody, you should definitely learn this card game. It's called Stars and Stripes.
We should have a Stars and Stripes tournament in the air for our next podcast.
Definitely. Our next podcast, which will take place about a year from now, because there's enough material for a year.
I've downloaded so much crap to be able to do this.
Yeah, I know. I downloaded Skype. That was about it. Skype, so the quality's
really great, everybody.
It's awesome. I mean, I could use it all day.
I can't believe how I live without it.
I've been using it for 80 minutes, and it hasn't failed me. I mean, it's really good, everybody.
The guys at the Army Surplus Store would say, Skype is the cat's ass.
Everybody, listeners out there, we're in 2008, it's going to be a requirement that you have Skype in order to call in and make your opinion heard.
People should be able to call in using rotary phones.
No, you mean a touch tone phone.
No, press rotary one. Phones. Press otherwise, one. How are we going to talk to Fenton Ellsworth?
He'll use a payphone.
They used to have rotary payphones? I guess they had to.
Was that a question? Did you say, is that, did they used to have?
Did they?
I don't know. But anyway, I mean, you know, when you call in, it's going to be like, press one if you have a touch-tone phone, press two if you have a rotary phone.
No, if you have a rotary phone, stay on the line.
No, and then if you press two, they'll be like, we know you're lying. How did you press two?
Are you, like, rolling dice or something?
No, it's it's a turtle.
I should be able to see since you're right next to it.
We're facing in opposite directions, everybody. We can't stand to look at each other.
I'm sorry, that's how the studio's laid out. There's no way for us to...
Yeah. I don't know why we put these desks like this.
Eric Heisen insisted for some reason.
Yeah.
That boss, he's really...
Damn him. You know, damn him. That's what I say. Anyway, I'm playing with a turtle over here, not rolling dice.
If you ask Ben Katowski, that's really boring.
Hey, that was a flashback to segment, you know, three or so of our podcast.
Yeah, the podcast that came out like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, if you've been paying attention, if you've been obsessed with listening
to that. There's no way we recorded all our podcasts in one day, or all at the same time.
Why would you even bring that up as a possibility, Vince?
Well, it's so implausible. I mean, who would even believe that?
It's like saying, you know, the sun is about to go out.
The sun is wet.
Yeah, that's something that you said.
Yeah.
You know there's a magazine called Wet Magazine?
What is it?
It doesn't exist anymore.
Wait, what was in it?
What was in it?
Yeah.
It covered cultural issues.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Anyway, it ended in 1981, so I only remember this because I was alive in 1981.
How old were you in 1981?
A number of years.
What are you, Jordan Turner? How old are you? K.
K years.
Cyril and Jordan Turner got into, you know how I was telling you, they both applied to this dorm.
Yeah, right.
So they both got into it, and I didn't get into it.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not gonna say.
I can imagine Cyril was listening. Wait, why is that funny? Cyril, if you're listening, call the request line, and we'll explain it.
Yeah. Okay, don't just suffer in silence, because, you know, you deserve an answer.
I know we're not getting any calls on the request line right now.
What's the deal with that?
You must not be listening.
I mean, but I feel like someone would have an opinion on what we've been saying. Oh, looks like the big cheese is here.
Eric?
No, that's our mascot. The big cheese. Don't eat him. We need that him.
Sometimes, if I go to sleep without a shirt on,
yeah,
and I wake up and I can't find it,
yeah,
I'm like, what happened to my shirt? Hope I didn't eat it.
Yeah,
because sometimes I fall asleep with it on and I wake up and I'm not wearing it. Then like, shit, I must have eaten it. It's not good.
You got a little bit of a problem there.
But I mean, that's ridiculous. That couldn't happen.
That you ate it?
Yeah, I mean, I would notice if I was trying to eat a shirt.
What if you had a dream
I'm wearing edible shirts these days.
Yeah. What if you had a dream that you were eating, like, a, you know, something?
That might worry me a little bit.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah. Well, this music that's playing right now is telling me it's time to sign off.
I don't hear any music, Vince.
Yes, what you do. Music? Don't you hear it? It's coming through your headphones.
My headphones must be broken because I don't hear any music.
I'm gonna do this.
Okay, everybody, that was our...
Here it comes.
That was...
It's gonna hurt.
Uh-oh, I don't like this one.
That's really loud.
Ouch. Drew Carey, if you could call in next time, we really want to have a discussion with you, okay?
I can't even hear you anymore. This music is so loud.
I'm sitting right next to you, Vince.
I have headphones on. All right, we're out of time. See you next week, folks.
Bye.